Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pitch, Contreras swings, lines one to deep left, way back, still going, it's gone! Wilson Contreras, a two-run home run to left center field, and the Cubs extend the lead, 5-0 over the Reds here in the fifth.
Today is the first day of NBA free agency. Jalen Brunson will have meetings with the Knicks, the Mavs, and the Heat. Bradley Beal declined $36.4 million. But here's a little nugget as you prepare accordingly for NBA free agency. By the way, we had a trade yesterday. The Hawks have gone all in on a backcourt of Trae Young and Dejounte Murray in trading Gallinari and three first-rounders.
Offense, defense, yeah. And two-point guard.
Mm-hmm. Intriguing.
Yeah, I'm not one of those guys, though, that thinks Murray can only play a certain way. Like, I've seen this work before, right, where two guards play like points and points play like twos. You know, Nash and Curry come to mind. I mean, we'll see.
So Murray is a guy, 20-plus points per game, 9-plus assists per game, 8-plus rebounds per game. That's kind of some rarefied air.
Yeah.
But the Hawks definitely are all in on getting back to the postseason and going as far as they went a couple of years ago. But here is a note. The NBA salary cap this year is $123.6 million. The NFL salary cap this year is $208.2 million. The NBA cap is 60% of the NFL cap, with 25% the number of players. My quick takeaway: shouldn't the NFL salary cap be higher? 208.2 million. NBA cap is 60% of the NFL cap, with 25% of the number of players.
Big numbers. Would you? So you want to have your kids grow up to be basketball players?
Yes. But in this case...
Smaller pool,
yes,
though.
But in this case, the NFL, that salary cap seems to me to be a little bit low.
So I read somewhere more great research, because I committed it to memory. In 2 years, Golden State could pay as much as $450 million in luxury cap taxes. Potentially. How'd you like that?
Does winning championships neutralize that?
Well, they tell you yes. Now, they won't let it get there, but, I mean, wow. That's why you needed a new arena.
Sips coming up at the bottom of the hour. So, in The Athletic on the Iowa side, which is covered so great by Scott Docterman, he did a fan survey. Yeah. Kind of an interesting... There's part in there on how Iowa approaches name, image, likeness, and can Iowa keep up recruiting name, image, likeness? Kirk Ferentz had some interesting comments. But one of the things they asked is, which team is Iowa's biggest rival? Wisconsin at about 45%, Iowa State at 32%, Minnesota at 15%, and then Nebraska's at 7.6. Which team do you dislike the most? Nebraska, 56%, Iowa State, 20%, Wisconsin, 10%, Minnesota, 8%. So I was thinking, how many times does your rival and your most disliked team are the same school? So Oklahoma was the rival, disliked was Colorado.
Yeah. So what made that question interesting, it was for a short, fleeting stint, I would have said that Colorado was our rival.
And disliked as well, or would you say dislike K-State?
I would say that they were the most disliked and our rival. K-State was up there. Colorado was different. I'd be curious to get that 4 or 5 year opinion from other people. That's how I felt. I didn't think of Oklahoma much at all.
And see, you and I have talked about this, and we both came along.
It's when you get them.
Yeah,
right?
I did not grow up as a Nebraska fan, so I was not. I was on the outside watching from the heyday of Oklahoma, Nebraska. So when I got here, the rivalry from the Oklahoma standpoint, was going downhill. I mean, I went to a football game in Norman, and Oklahoma allowed 73 points to Nebraska. I mean, what's going on here? So when I got in, it was Colorado. It was the upstart of K-State. But I'm just curious, outside of like the Iron Bowl, how many times when you ask this question, does dislike and rival equal the same thing? And so then I started thinking about rivalries around here with either Creighton or Omaha. The only one I can think with Creighton would be, and maybe I'm off here, and correct me if I'm wrong, Missouri Valley Conference, when Wichita State was your rival and you also disliked Wichita State.
Yeah, where was Southern Illinois in that?
Good. But wasn't always Creighton Wichita State the rivalry?
I don't know.
And the dislike?
That. I don't know. I don't feel super comfortable speaking on it. Maybe. For some, it's the same. North Carolina Duke, it's the same. You know, Boston and New York, I think it's the same. Baltimore and Pittsburgh, I think it's the same. I think the Steelers look at the Ravens as their rival and their most disliked.
Not Cleveland?
I think like it's
you
changed. Get,
do you hate Cleveland? Not have nothing to hate with you, but dislike Cleveland more than Baltimore? Like with the Chiefs, I agree. The Broncos, yes, are the same thing.
With me?
Yeah.
I dislike Cleveland more than I dislike Baltimore. But let me tell you why. Because the older me appreciates what Harbaugh has done. So it's hard for me to look down on that.
Mm-hmm.
I still think the Browns are kind of Mickey Mouse. So it's easy to fuel that disdain. Kind of like the Giants, even though I really, really dislike the Giants. Or not the Giants. Terrible example. The Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Used to really hate the Cardinals, right? They were ruining the Dodgers postseason. But I have come to appreciate how they run their organization.
So through this little exercise, more likely in professional sports, rival and dislike the same. Mr. D. Marina says, Wichita, SIU, 1A, 1 and 1A.
I thought SIU would be in the hunt. I mean, those were nasty. And they played a certain way. Like, those were super nasty.
So if you pose this question right now to a Nebraska football fan base, rival, Iowa, dislike, same? Or is it a school we talked about last hour in P.J. Fleck in Minnesota?
For Nebraskans?
Mm-hmm. Dislike?
Might be both. I think Minnesota would be the next closest, even ahead of Wisconsin. Wisconsin may fall more into the respect, kind of like to be them, the terrible narrative of Nebraska to the north thing, which I don't subscribe to.
I don't think Wisconsin cares about Nebraska.
But I do think Kristen Joy is trying to stick it to Nebraska.
Yeah.
That's just, you know what I mean? Like, that's just a
personal thing.
Yeah.
But I always get the impression from Wisconsin, either players we talk to or other media, it's Nebraska. It's a game on the schedule. But I am with you in
maybe the, Iowa just doesn't want to acknowledge that we're their rival because they don't. Because we haven't won enough.
Well, and the Iowa-Wisconsin rivalry has been around a lot longer. But I have no doubt on the high percentage of the dislike. Pat writes in on our discussion about Creighton in the Missouri Valley. Reason for the hate between Creighton and Wichita State, and Southern Illinois for that matter, the drastic cultural differences between the school. Creighton is a much better cultural fit in their current conference. Okay, so let's go with the current conference in this discussion about your rival and your dislike. Dislike UConn. Am I off there on the dislike Creighton men's basketball? Rival, would you say Villanova? And dislike UConn?
I don't know if they've been in the conference long enough for a true Big East rival. Now, there is some dislike, though. They do seem to really dislike UConn. But I don't know if they've been long enough. there been any back and forth? Because you know who has to make the rivalry? The fan base.
Yes. And so on this
That's what I think. I could be all wet. Okay, so because I haven't been in this game long.
Okay, no, that's good because I think part of a rivalry is a regional thing. In college sports, it's a regional thing. So you're in a conference where the closest school to you are either Milwaukee or Chicago. Ideally, Marquette would be a rival, but I don't think Marquette is a rival. And I use Villanova because Villanova's not going to feel the same way because Villanova-Creighton games, for the most part, have always meant something.
Yeah.
They have had a meaning either for to win a conference tournament, a conference championship, or a key game at that point in the season.
Yeah, the Marquette is getting some run. Just got another one, right? So Marquette has a lot of history pre-Big East between the fan bases. Xavier is a close second. If you're just talking in the 2000s. That sounds about right. I could definitely see the Marquette thing, though.
I wonder how Marquette people feel about Creighton.
How Marquette people feel about Creighton?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, they've had some significant games. Most recently, the Triple OT game up in Milwaukee back on New Year's Day. And then the game here of the Hauser. Shot. But does right now in the Nebraska football, does the rival and the dislike, are they the same school?
Gosh, my gut says yes.
I mean, Mitch has got to be doing one of these fan surveys, right, for the Nebraska part of the Athletic?
My gut says it would be Iowa for both.
I don't think Minnesota would be very far behind on the dislike.
You know, and if you know what, if you were right, I would just tip my cap. I'd say, you know what, I could see that.
And isn't it funny about Minnesota? It's all about one guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's all about one guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which goes circles back to our conversation about the most polarizing guy
in
the Big Ten.
Yeah, it was weird, right? We used to cheer for Jerry Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? Oh, it's not going to affect us. It's okay. It won't be at our expense. Eh.
And then P.J. Fleck showed up and won and did it a certain way and beat you in the way he beat you. Whether it be
it's a lot of the discussions and the long annoying embraces, and I mean he could needle now. He could needle. He knew exactly what he was doing too. He made you mad and he didn't even say one word to you. You told him to put his notes down. Well, I'm like, how do we know those are notes in his folder?
They were talking points. That's what you would call it.
Dude, that was driving you bonkers.
Well, so here's the story about P.J. Fleck and his relationship with the media. The first year that he was in the Big Ten, you know, he was the hot guy from Western Michigan.
Yeah.
And everybody wanted to talk to him. And I remember 25 minutes he sat down and talked. And he, again, you have opinions on him. He is pretty on point with every time he sits down for an interview, he's got his talking points that he's going to hit on himself and his program. And so he did that. And then that was 2019 when they were starting, they had some success. He showed up and he had no time for anybody but Minnesota media. And I'm like, come on, we were there from the start. But he carried around his folder and it had his talking points in it that he wanted to hit on every time he talked to a television station. Or he went on his own radio network.
All right, so bang, bang, bang in succession. I'm getting Iowa for both. But that's only it's still only three people, right? Not a big enough sample size.
And I'm not going to push back. The only way that Minnesota enters the discussion about the disliked is one guy. I mean, are we riled up at Tanner Morgan?
No.
Are we riled up about Antonio Winfield Jr. or Johnson? No. And in college, it's about the coach because they're probably going to hang around. You know, they're going to be around a lot longer, mostly, than the players.
And the coaches typically can rally up the fan bases, too. I mean, we saw McCartney single-handedly do it.
Yeah.
He got
the
players.
The hate for Colorado was because of a guy running the show.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a player at Colorado that you absolutely disliked, that enraged you? Joel Steed, Alfred Williams. I'm thinking of defensive guys that took cracks at the Blackshirts.
Yeah.
Chris Hudson.
For number one.
Chad Brown.
No, Chris Hudson.
Now, Chad Brown, I will give you for the game in Boulder, the Stiggy 1919
and
game.
Chris Hudson ran it quite a bit.
Byron Bennett, I mean.
Ran it quite a bit. Hudson for sure. The rest of those guys, I mean, Beekert, Brown, Canavis McGee, Williams, Clavell. Clavell ran it a little bit. But for sure, Chris Hudson. I remember he got trucked by T-Phrase one game, and these two went back and forth like you wouldn't believe. And Hudson brought drama. Like, he could hit, and T-Phrase lowered boom on him, and it changed the whole complexion of that game. It's like, buckle up, big boy. Yeah. This one's going to be hectic.
Mike writes in, hated Wichita State. They were my rival, and I disliked them because of their head coach. Their head coach, Greg Marshall, did not like. Rival, dislike. All right, we got Stephen M. Sibyl coming up here in just a little bit. But let's get Ed.
Another Iowa for both.
Hello, Ed.
Hey, you guys talk about players we hate. I hated Salinasi. Still hate Salinasi. Oh, so,
wow.
Yeah, I hate coaches, but I hate players too. So.
All right, put one on the board for restarting the Sal.
Ed, were you at the 90 game in Lincoln?
I was not, but I was not.
Okay, because I didn't know if you were part of that had the bed sheet in the one end zone that said Sal is dead, go Big Red.
Not something to celebrate, but man, dislike the young person.
All right, so, Ed, who would be your second most hated player of all time, opposing player?
Cordell Stewart. Hated him, too. Cocky little punk.
Let's just pile on Colorado.
I'm just going to guess, Ed, you do not like Colorado.
What is it like about Colorado?
Hey, is third like Eric Bieniemy or?
Oh.
Sure.
Hey,
How about every Missouri player that took a cheap shot on any Nebraska football player over the decade?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of that, too.
Remember the howl to the knee on Jarvis Redwine?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that did get that party started. And remember when they got the win in 76. Ed, I appreciate the call. See, now everybody's fired
All
up.
Right, let's make this. We'll do another segment, and then we'll get to Sip. The most hated players.
Hey.
It doesn't matter who you root for, if you're red, black, or blue Nebraska.
How intense was Ed, though?
Hey, I hated Bieniemy.
That's what I thought he was going to say. Because remember, that quarter and a half was unbelievable.
Darian Hagan and Eric Bieniemy.
Well, I mean, we talk a lot about Melvin Gordon. Bieniemy did the same thing.
Well, so both those guys in the same game, the taking off the helmet and, hated Bieniemy and hated Hagan.
Yeah. I was a big Darian Hagan fan, though, man. I gotta own that one. I got to own it. I told you I wore 3 in high school for that reason.
I've come around on Bieniemy, not so much on Hagan.
I hope he does whatever he wants to do in the NFL, but I'm not cheering for him.
Thinking of the current, is there a current player in the Big Ten that Nebraska has played in the last, since Nebraska's been in the Big Ten, that elicits hate?
He could have just rattled him off. How long do you think we could have let Ed go?
Oh, well, see, that was the part of the Colorado thing, Damon. You were in the middle of it.
There was no
likable player that played for Colorado back then.
I'm going to be honest, though. If we let it go enough, Missouri will creep back into the discussion. The Jarvis Redwine thing was huge. Even I know about that. And remember when they got the big win in, was that 78 or 76? T.O. got upset. And I bet you the older fan, Missouri could creep in there.
Yeah. And then Missouri crept back in towards the tail end of the Big 12 because people didn't like Gary Pinkel.
And oh my gosh.
All right, Tim, stay right there. Most hated player in the last 10 years, since Nebraska, in the last since Nebraska entered the Big Ten.
I got one.
All right, save that. Hated opposing player.
Easy.
That elicits a response. Oh, man, we could do the Colorado thing.
Easy.
We could roll through so many Colorado.
It's not a Colorado guy.
Oh, no. I mean.
Easy.
Coy Detmer.
You don't even have to. No, it's not a Colorado guy.
Gary Barnett.
Nope. I just told you it's not a Colorado guy.
I know, I'm just rattling off Colorado because now he's got my blood boiling here about certain Colorado players. I mean, even Rashawn Salaam. Ray Carruth.
Wow.
See, here's part of this discussion that I miss.
I still can't believe I went shopping with that guy.
I miss is the part of the Nebraska-Colorado brief run is look at the guys we're naming off. That shows you the impact of Colorado.
Year one, Carolina, when he bought like 30 CDs. Remember I told you the story of the pickup truck? He cut everybody's hair in camp. He's a barber. He had a sweet pickup truck. I'm like, dang, brother's got pickup trucks?
1990 what?
Six.
And he bought 30 CDs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those things were rolling like 25, 30 bucks a piece at that time.
But he was rich.
Yeah. But just 30 CDs.
I think he was like the 20th pick, 21st, and they took Menner the next round. Yeah, we went and got CDs. Mike and I got a new video game console, and my man went shopping for CDs.
Thanks, Ray.
I didn't dislike him. He never talked. Never said a word, really.
And still really has not said much.
Yeah.
All right.
Not a Buffalo, but I easy number one for me.
I got to tell you. There's so many Colorado guys.
Not a Buffalo.
I know. I'm not saying that, but I'm riled up about Canavius McGee.
He wasn't hateable.
Oh God, yeah, he was.
He was a stud though.
I don't care. He was a jerk.
If you're gonna dislike anybody in that linebacking core because he was nasty, it should have been Beeker. Greg. Yeah, Beeker. He, former Raider. He brought drama too.
8:34. Sharp Betting in the Morning at 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.